I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome into the Daily Score. I am Mark Grody, and I have been at Halas Hall all weekend covering the NFL draft in the name of the Chicago Bears. And in this episode, I want to go through and give you my opinion on all of the draft picks beyond Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. Don't worry, we're going to have some heavy focus on those two guys too. But I'm going to give you my thoughts on Karan Amagaji, the offensive tackle out of Yale, Torrey Taylor, the punter out of Iowa, and my reaction when they went punter in the fourth round, and Austin Booker from Kansas, the defensive end and fifth rounder. I will give you my distinct opinions on all of those guys. But first, I think that I have some audio that, is, believe it or not, is something you have not heard yet from Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams has been everywhere and has been through, as we say, the car wash in the business, where he just goes from outlet to outlet to outlet. But I will be one of the people that will be covering Caleb Williams for as long as he is a Chicago Bear. So he's going to get to know my face and my voice and all of that stuff, whether he wants to or not. So in the name of that, Caleb Williams was kind enough, as was PR, the Bears PR was kind enough to allow a group of us, about 7 to 10 of us regular beat reporters, sit down with Caleb Williams, just kind of in literally in a circle, and talked to Caleb Williams, and Rome Odunze was there too, but I wanted to make the focus here on Caleb Williams. So let's listen to this, and then I'll give you my opinions on the rest of the Bears draft.
Remember when you came here in high school?
Was it going to happen?
No, I'd say me and one of my teammates came here. We just came to have fun, enjoy Chicago, try some of the pizza. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Pretty damn good. Yeah.
Caleb, what's been your relationship or experience with the media over the years and being covered fairly, unfairly, in your opinion? Like, what has that been like for you dealing with that starting at a pretty young age?
Yeah. Everybody has their opinions. And that's what, you know, reporting and analyzing all of that. Everybody has their own opinions about me. I haven't put in perspective of, like, if I feel as if, you know, it's been unfair or fair for me. I understand that, you know, y'all have a job. I have a job to do. And that's kind of the perspective that I put it in. There's been times where it would be like some things that come up and I'm like, why was this reported about it? But other than that, yeah, that's been the perspective for me.
What do you want out of that relationship? How would you like that relationship to go, you and the media?
Yeah. Relationship-wise, I'd say, you know, I'm a crack jokes. I'm gonna have fun with it. Enjoy, have fun. You know, we're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be fun. Win a lot of games. You know, coming up in front of y'all after games, before games, whatever the case may be. Have fun. Let's have fun. Enjoy.
Hey Caleb, you said last night that the Bears explained to you and your dad why there hadn't been quarterback success here and how things are going to change going forward. What was the explanation that they gave you, and why was it important for you to have your dad part of those conversations as well?
Yeah, my dad's been a part of my life, and he's a lot smarter than me, has a lot more wisdom than me, so that's why. You know, he's heard a lot of people speak before. He's in the world of business and real estate, so. You know, he's been in it for many, many years. So the wisdom part and me trusting him, that's why he's a part of it. And then the other half of that, what was the first part of the question again?
What was the explanation that
I got you. Yeah. So the explanation was just that they haven't put, you know, everybody in the right spaces, and that, you know, that, you know, that's their mission and goal here. That's why y'all been seeing, you know, the people hired, whether it's coaches, executives, PR teams and things like that, and then getting those right people to bring in the right people for the culture and to lead to victories and you know, the brotherhood that we should have.
What was your impression of Kevin Moore? Did you sit down and meet with him?
Yes, we did. He actually showed me a video of the stadium, which was pretty sick.
Yeah,
a little sneak peek, you know. Showed me a video of the stadium that they're going to build in a couple years, I believe. And so just exciting times. And he was just voicing that, you know, they want to win here. So something I'm really excited about.
I like the idea that Kevin Warren is just always has the video ready to go. You know, hey, have you seen the renderings that we've got? Man, this stuff is crazy. You got to see this stuff. It's the lake, man. It's the lakefront. So Caleb Williams making his way around. Some of the things that I enjoyed in that was somewhere along the line, it seems like Ryan Poles and his team did a good job of convincing Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams, that the Bears are a safe place for his son, so to speak, in that we don't plan to have him have the same fate that previous quarterbacks have had here in Chicago, most recently Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky. And guess what? Everybody's worried about the dad, and even Caleb with some of his idiosyncrasies. I love that the dad and the player were like, hey, how's this going to be different? Because if I was a fan, and if you're a fan, that's what you would say to Ryan Poles, no matter who was on the team. How are you going to make things different, man? I'm sick and tired of watching offense fail with the Chicago Bears. So I love that. I mean, I feel like Caleb Williams and his dad were in a way representing everybody when they went to Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron and whomever else needed that be in the meeting and said, how the hell is this going to be different? Please tell me. I'm great. That's just speaking for Caleb Williams. But I bet some of the other quarterbacks that came through here were better than they show. How am I going to be protected? So I thought that was an incredibly important thing when it really comes down to it. Of course, from a selfish standpoint, I liked hearing from Caleb Williams that he wants to keep things fun and light and that he's got jokes for us, which is fantastic. We'll see how that relationship evolves in terms of the job that we have to do and the job that Caleb Williams has to do. About so far, so good. He's been incredibly accommodating right off the bat and engaging, listening to our questions, all of that stuff. But we all have a long way to go when it comes to Caleb Williams. Some of the other draft picks in this, let's go through this. Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, tens. You know that. We've talked about it. You're probably at the point where you're like, let's hear about some of the other guys. So let's talk about the offensive tackle out of Yale, Karan Amagaji. He is from the area. He went to Hinsdale Central, Hinsdale kid, goes to Yale. Here's the deal with how is it going to be used. Let's get right down to it, because that's the stuff that I'm interested in knowing. It's a third round pick, so that's not a slouch of a pick. You expect him to contribute. It sounds like he is going to be a swing tackle, that's the most ideal spot for him. Ryan Poles did say he's here to compete, but indicated saying, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, indicating that he's probably not competing for left tackle this year. That's the position that he plays. Obviously, swing tackle, he can play either side. Braxton Jones probably still has that left tackle spot locked down. I don't think that there's a guarantee for that, but that's probably what they're planning on right now. And then maybe after a year of hopefully playing and developing, the Amagaji could potentially compete for an actual tackle position. Not going to happen on the right side with Darnell Wright, but there could be a vulnerability with Braxton Jones. But Jones gets another shot, and he probably deserves it. And I'm at the point, too, where I'm getting pretty trusting of Ryan Poles when it comes to the offensive line, which a lot of us thought that would be the case since he played the position. It makes a lot of sense right there. In college at Yale, he 2020 wiped out because of the pandemic. 2021 played the whole season at right guard. 22 was where he played the left tackle position, played the whole season there, was very good at it. So this is a man who essentially could play anywhere on the offensive line, but they are drafting him as a tackle. It should be pointed out that he only played four games last year for Yale because of a quad injury. The hope is that he is over that, good to go. So you add him to the depth of offensive line, such as Jatari Carter, Larry Borum, Matt Pryor, that whole crew of guys. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, but the more you look at it, it's not in this case. I mean, you always got to have a lot of bodies at offensive line, but there is a certain amount of quality that comes in with these guys. And of course, I didn't even mention like the two guys who have been around since the beginning of this offseason and Ryan Bates, coming in here, and then Coleman Shelton too. So there'll have to be places for all of those guys. Those two guys that I just mentioned probably going to be competing for the center spot. At least that's what I'm projecting right now. So that's what's going on with Amagaji, the tackle out of Yale, the Hinsdale Central graduate as well. And then, oh my God, in the fourth round, the Bears take a punter, Torrey Taylor, out of Iowa, 6'4", 223, the Ray Guy Award winner for the nation's top punter. Ryan Poles calls him one of the best punters I've ever seen. Set the NCAA record for single-season punting yardage. He planted nearly half of 162 punts inside the 20 from 2021 to 2022, and there was a lot of punting at Iowa. The volume was high because – if you know Iowa football, you know that it wasn't particularly good recently. So to do it in fourth, my initial reaction was, huh? A punter at number four? That's crazy. But I can't be a hypocrite here. Earlier, before that was made, before that pick was made, the punter, I was on the radio with Mully and Haw and Patrick Manley. They, of course, asked me, what do you think the Bears are going to do with that fourth-round pick? And I said, obviously, there's some needs right now on defense, interior or outside. But if I was Ryan Poles, I would just be like, man, I'm going to have fun with this pick. What player do you most just want on this team right now?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So I did not necessarily think that he would go to the degree of drafting a punter in the name of just, dude, you have done so well in this draft so far. You have two potential stars in the first round in Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. Have some fun. And he did. And, hey, man, the more you look at, I mean, this guy is an elite punter. So it'll be interesting. And as I was saying, as it turns out, the Bears got a generational punter. They didn't get the generational receiver. Is Caleb Williams generational? It seemed like he lost some of that momentum as things went on. It is Torrey Taylor that is the generational player on the Chicago Cubs, or the Chicago Bears. So those are my thoughts on Torrey Taylor. I've learned to like it. Fifth round, then you go get your need there. You go get defensive end Austin Booker out of Kansas, 6'4", 240. Poles said during his press conference he loves his length. He had 8 sacks last year, 12 tackles for loss, just one start, which is interesting. Some had projected him as low as the third round or as high as the third round, and there's the comp of Max Crosby, and that's because he's an energy guy, not as productive yet. So don't get too excited. But my biggest thing at the defensive end position or those who get to the quarterback is let's see if there's any kind of jump with DeMarcus Walker this year. DeMarcus Walker had a disappointing season. Some of it was because he did not get off to a healthy start. He was banged up and kind of cold when he first started playing. Got better as he warmed up, I thought. He was bad, but I had bigger expectations for him because he had had a career-high 8 sacks in Tennessee the previous year, and he didn't build on that. Let's see if he builds on that. We see that a lot with free agents everywhere, that maybe they underperform in their first year, and then there's a certain comfort level the second year. So let's see if he could help and be the one opposite of Montez Sweat. And I don't rule out Austin Booker, man. I'm all for a guy that just slips in, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, Austin Booker someday, man. I remember him. He was a fifth-round pick with the Bears, so who knows. That's it for now. We're going to be talking about this a lot. It's certainly a new era of the Chicago Bears. Let's hope that this turns out to be the fruitful one. For Ray Diaz, I'm Mark Grody, and this is The Daily Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.